Hello, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the Leon LeGray podcast. Your host's show is always Leon. And so today I am going through a different conversation in today. And this topic I went in to talk about, which is pretty much about applications this time. And so in today's episode, I will be taking a different direction with the show, and not like the usual solo talks I've always talked about with opinions and commentaries. So this time, this was a very different episode over on today's episode on 169. So today I go over talking to Alex Bachman, the CEO of Snappy, and the application that me and him we've discussed on was Documate. And to give you a little bit of summary, what Documate is, it is a document scanner app. It's going through on today's over on today's episode release. Now, here is one of the few things that me and Alex that have gone through. In fact, you guys can go ahead and look up the app Documate, assign, scan, PDF, and AI, which. The things that I've been told about Documate, which was really clever, and the fact that with the days of writing on paper like this, it will be pretty much eliminated right there too. And honestly, though, I think the time like this is pretty much today's the time than ever for us to see a different change. And honestly, this was an idea that pretty much struck to me as a wonderful, cool concept, how we can make our lives very simple and organized right there, not just from documentations, but from photos as well. So, and the way he explained it on today's episode, I won't give in too much about it too, because I will let Alex give the example right here. For instance, just going through the summary on the App Store, which summarizes right here, which says scan anything from anything, user phone camera to scan invoices, receipts, notes, photos, business cards, certificates, documents, labels, whiteboards, etc. So, and this is a lot right there that pretty much this app packs in. Inch, I think it was just one of the best clever apps that I've heard from a long time. And honestly, though, when me and Alex talked about on today's episode, it was very much the pretty much an idea that's definitely going to change people's minds, things on way people still write on today's world with old pen and paper, which to me, that's just going to be the thing that's going to be a thing from the past. And Alex Bachman and the Snappy team over there, which I think that this is going to bring such a future, of course, a huge, big future ahead of them. And that is something that I see that's going to be a game changer too. And even if the app doesn't win like App of the Year rewards, but I would say as well is this, that I love simplicity and something that I can use on a daily basis. And to me, I will say, and I will admit, as someone that takes pictures all the time with thousands of photos, life is already hard enough as it is. and this is where we're going into today's episode. The full length of this interview pretty much is about close to 40 minutes. So before we begin today's episode, I want to give out a shout out to my sponsors on today's episode, on episode 169. So before we begin, I want to go ahead and give a special shout out to Zenni's. Zenni's is a one-stop place for anti-blue light glasses. And if you're looking to get a good pair of Zenni's glasses like this, they sell them for non-prescription and prescription glasses. So if you're looking to for something to see that's on the go, or if you're looking for glasses for sporting events, for working, or for doing anything, or if you're a gamer, they provide glasses for gamers as well. And which, by the way, I am a gamer too by heart, which I have to actually have to say here live, live in my show, that I have ordered a prescription through, well, not yet with Zenni's, but I will be ordering prescription pretty soon once I make my doctor's visit coming up next, which that's going to be pretty soon. And then with Zenni's, you can get a good prescription of those if you need a good pair to see. And this one here is non-prescription glasses, which for me, I use it to work on my computer all the time. I love it, and it's been working great in miracles. My eye isn't straining nor hurting each and every night, and I love the glasses that pretty much that I purchased about over 2 weeks ago. I love it, and I actually had my first pair when a friend gave me his Zenni's as well, which I love the pair when I first received it as a gift. And my gift to you, if you're looking to get a good pair of glasses or something to protect your eyes down the line from whatever you're doing in the computer, whether it's gaming, programming, whatever it is, go ahead, check out Zenni's. Looking down the description, the link down below for your first order on Zenni's. Go ahead and check it out. And then next on the list, it is Scooch. If you're looking for a good case like this, something that's not too big, rugged, this here, I love Scooch. Scooch is a really good case that I've been using since probably like the beginning of the year. And I have to say, I love Scooch. Scooch is a great case as well. Now, if you're looking to get a screen protector, another source that you can look up on, which this is coming from the same company that brought Scooch, Fortress has tons of options for screen protection. So if you're looking to protect your phone screen, whether if it's iPhone, Samsung, LG, or Motorola, go ahead and check out Scooch and Fortress down below in the description as well, so you guys can check it out. So please do, because otherwise, if you end up getting a phone and not getting your first Scooch case or your Zenni's screen protector, you'll be crying home nothing but a broken screen phone or a broken phone on your way back. I promise you this, if you get yourself a good case, please go ahead and do so. Last and not least, on my list, go ahead and look up Grubhub. I am now an affiliate with Grubhub, been an affiliate with Grubhub for now over a week. I have to say, Grubhub is absolutely a fantastic service. If you're looking to not cook for the night, I have to say, I recommend Grubhub. If you're looking to have a good meal for tonight's dinner, and I've ordered Grubhub not too long ago. In fact, I've ordered a pretty much a restaurant on my local area called Pita Mediterranean Foods. That's right. So Pita Mediterranean Foods. It's a Greek restaurant which offers Greek sandwiches, and we've had one of the Greek desserts, which I thought was pretty good as well. I love it too. I've used pretty much Grubhub about 3 times in the past, over with pizza, Chipotle's, and also Taco Bell's, which was my very first order that I've used with Grubhub. It is really fine, and if you're looking to save the cost with Grubhub, I would recommend checking out Grubhub Pass. If you use Grubhub all the time, probably on a weekly basis, and if you're trying to cut off delivery costs, I will tell you this right there too. Grubhub with a monthly pass like that, $10 a month, which isn't so bad at all. So if you order food all the time, whether if it's working right from the afternoons, or if you're looking for a good late night evening meal, I recommend checking out Grubhub too. And besides that too, Grubhub is a pretty good service. The food gets right into your door really fast and doesn't take too long too. And in fact, the food I had with Panera that I had the other night was fantastic. It was pretty much spill free, and I was happy that it came in right into the door. And I gave this guy a good tip right afterwards too. So guys, if you're looking for a good meal for the night, go ahead and check out Grubhub. So the affiliate link is going to be down below the description. And if you're interested in signing up with Grubhub, the terms and conditions may apply. So go ahead and check up on Grubhub. So that way you can get your $10 off on a meal for domain to list right there down below. So anyways, let's get down on today's interview with Alex Bachman, the CEO of Snappy. Let's do this. Okay, everybody, I am back with episode 169 of the Leon and Grid podcast, all your source in technology and the things that you need to know for that comes up each week. So today I'm excited to have Alex Bachman here on my show, and he's going to show us and tell us a little bit about Documate, which I've gone through ahead before making this recording. And I have to say, it is very easy. And to me, even like a 10-year-old can find this out already too at this point. So yeah. And I have to say though, like for me, I haven't had any frustrations going through the application. Like for instance, when before making the recording, I've already uploaded one of my Word documentations, one of my draft for a novel I'm writing on, and I put it up there, and it was just easy, simple and easy, and find things in the go. And to me, I like to go and give this stage over to Alex Bachman. And also, before I proceed, I wanted to know a little bit about you first. So yes. I wanted to go ahead and begin with that too. So, sure. I always like to go with the origin stories of pretty much with everybody. So where did you start? I know you didn't start out with how do you say the word?
Snappy.
Okay. That helped me right there too. So I know you didn't start out with just Snappy. So where did you, what was your background before Snappy? Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'll try to keep it short, Luke. But I started programming computers with Microcomputer Revolution. You know, Commodore 64, Apple One. I was a very fortunate kid. I've attended high school of engineering and science in Philadelphia, which was one of the first magnet schools in the United States. And so I've been programming, been around computers and technology since the early 1980s. It's been my passion. I've been a serial entrepreneur. I've built three companies. I've took them from, zero to, over 10 million in sales. So I've been a technology entrepreneur all my life.
Wow. So that pretty much came about so you didn't just start it as a CEO. So you started, I remember checking your background. You started with IBM, right?
Yeah, IBM. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Started working for IBM in my sophomore year. When I attended American University in Washington, D.C., and I joined the IBM AI group, and that was my first job out of college. Exactly right.
Wow, that's an incredible story. I've heard about IBM. It's like they were always known for the suits, where they've always had the black the suits. Yeah, back then too, because I've had friends. One of my friend's nephew, he actually worked with IBM, and he used to work in the computer with the Braille keyboards, because he had a job that he held for about 8 years. So it was very much incredible coming from where he was coming from too. So it's such an incredible story what I've read in your background on LinkedIn too. So honestly, though, I probably one day there has to be a story coming from you one day, like a documentation.
IBM was a good experience, and you're exactly right. At that time, you know, everybody wore suits, and you know, programmers had to wear ties. I mean, talk, you know, it was absolutely ridiculous. Hey, what can you do? And then I stayed in IBM, but I had an opportunity to jump on the sales and marketing side of IBM and switched over to Wall Street. So I work with companies like Goldman Sachs, where some of my accounts, Kidder Peabody, you know, on helping them implement advanced technology systems, client service systems. You know, this is kind of the late 80s. So just, you know, Sun Microsystems, you know, networks, trading desks. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure the highlights of the 80s was a very big thing for everybody back then too. It was very different for sure. So I've always looked up stuff in the 80s, and I always said, man, what happens if I was me back in the 80s and started out too? But I think now I know, after going through so many people's background, I think the 80s were such a mixed bag for so many people. It's like, it was good for them, but then others that worked in the Wall Street, I think it was so different. And they said, I don't think I'll ever want to come back going through the days of the suits, the ties, all that. So I
very different world. Imagine the world without internet, right? I mean, my kids say, dad, how did you guys live without the internet?
Yeah, exactly. I was a child of the internet, so I kind of get where they were, why they've asked that too. So, and especially the kids in the 2000s era of the 2000s can pretty much talk to someone from your background and say, oh, how did you do it? You know, like, how did you grow up without the internet back then too? So
it did exist, but in a very different form. I mean, if there was no browsers, there were things like Archie and Gopher and tools that nobody ever heard of. I mean, we did, my university and other universities were connected on this thing called the internet, but nobody knew anything about it other than a few geeks. So
other than a few geeks, right. And I've discovered the internet in my late 90s as a child. So I was, like I've always said to people, I said, I'm always a child of the internet. So that's how I ended up starting out with the internet back then too. Yeah. So, I mean, the Gen Z is going to have such a different outview after telling your story, what you've came from, especially, and they're kind of going to go shake their heads like, what? What was the internet back then? Yeah.
The good news, Luke, is I've seen a few things. I've seen a lot of technology come and go. I've always, I have a number of patents. You always try to kind of stay ahead of where the problems are, right? Always had a kind of a good nose for what's missing, right? What's missing.
Right.
And what I see now is that, you know, everybody's got the smartphone, wonderful thing, you know, thousands and thousands of pictures on the device, gazillion, you know, documents, storage all over the place. But you ask somebody, hey, can you find a picture or a document in seconds?
Mm.
And you get silence, right? No, not really, right? I mean, typical example, somebody wants to show you a picture, and what do? Scroll, 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 scroll forever, scroll, 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 right?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And they don't look with the documents. I mean, you know, we have terabytes of storage, but when you need that particular document at your fingertips, you know, like Bill Gates used to say in the old days, you know, information at your fingertips, right?
Yes.
I mean, this was like, early, This was 80s, 90s, and we still don't have information at our fingertips.
Oh, isn't that sad? Like, it's so hard to find stuff now when you already have stuff, devices in your hands to find these out too. So, yeah, incredible.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Exactly. So that's what Document App, you know, we set out to fix once that's and right. for all, right? Mm. It's to make it easy for people to find the pictures and the documents and really put them at your fingertips, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, all you need to do if you want to find a particular document, let's say, is just type in a couple of letters. You know, you're okay. looking for just a couple of letters and bang, there it is. Mm-hmm. You don't have to browse. You don't have to. It's every letter that you type into the app. It narrows down a set of documents or photos that matches your search criteria.
Oh, that's really wonderful. I have I love, and as let me just go with since now I've gone a little bit about yourself. Now, Document is something I wanted to explore a little bit too, since I have you here with Document Mate. I've noticed like how nice it is that you can look into the grid, the listings, and because I just signed up with Document, and I found out that just uploading something right to there, it just makes it easy. And that's something I want to share things with people very easy. And I try not to compare things like to social media, because I know this is very much of a different playground right there too. And this is more of a document for documentation, photos, and several other documents that you share with people around. Because I remember when I still have Instagram, and I remember going through Instagram all the time, and I'm trying to find pictures, and it's like, how many times a day do I have to scroll to individuals' photos? Like, it's just a time waster. And
exactly.
And I've noticed with this one, it makes life pretty easy. Like, for instance, I'm going through where it says scan and camera. So I want to bring that up right there too, Alex. So mm-hmm. scan, and I did scan one of the documents, just like an old documentations I have in my folders. And it just captured just about everything that you've wanted, like especially like, what was one of them? It was pretty much an old document from my business files. And I said, wow, this is very accurate. I love how it just captures the whole thing too. It doesn't. There's no huge issue. I don't have to go through a printer and nothing like that at all too. It's right to your own phone too. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. The scanner is, you know, the camera has become so good looking in these smartphones that literally there is no more need to do the, you know, print pages, sign, scan pages. That's just wasting so much time. You know, why do it when you can just, you know, open the app, literally scan anything, pages, signs, I mean, anything around you. I mean, it doesn't have to be a document. It can be pretty much anything that you just scan in. And then bang, it's instantly digitally there, and you can do a myriad of things with it. I mean, the most obvious things, you know, sign a document and share it back with someone, you know, the very basic thing to like a lot more complicated stuff, right? You know, grab it, you know, maybe crop it, you know, annotate it, put some things in it. One of the other really cool things about the app mm-hmm. is you know, there are a lot of apps that they show you information, but you can't do anything with the information, right? So for example, you know, you're looking at a document and there's a phone number, mm-hmm. right? How cool would it be to just touch that phone number and be able to dial, huh. right?
That's
Yeah. You know, or you see an email address in the document. How cool would it be just to touch the email and then be able to just email someone?
Yeah. that's a good, like, what do you call it? Like a shortcut, like you copy and you paste. Like,
well, that's the idea, is why copy and paste? There's like way too much copying and pasting. I mean, I understand, like, if you want to grab a section of the document, copy and paste, okay, fine. But the app should be smart about the content. If it's seeing a URL, you should be able to touch that and search immediately, right?
Exactly.
So we built those kinds of things into Snappy Document app. The ability to kind of, you know, I call it live document, so that you have the document in front of you, you can touch it and do something about it, right? Touch it and use the information. And that's a huge time saving for people.
It is. And I've, for the years I've used Android, between Android and then the iPhone, which this is brand new right here, which is the SE second generation. I just got it this year. And I've been just going through like the old iPhone. I'm trying to get used to the interface. And for me, like Howard, I go through photos, and all I see in my albums are recents, favorites, and all the stuff I've seen in the past, but it isn't like as organized what document has become, which I think it was such a nice, clean interface in what makes things really simple. I'm not going through the frustration of like having to go and create an album all the time and through the Photos app, which I think you've did a really, really neat job. Seriously, though, you've had.
Thanks, Luke. Well, you know, one of the things I've learned over the years is most people don't have the time or desire to organize information, right? Yes. I mean, there are some people that are really good about creating folders and putting things into folders, but that's not most of us. And that's where Document helps. You don't have to organize anything inside the document, as you just capture the information into the document, and then that's it. You don't have to worry about any kind of organization. You can find anything that you're looking for, you know, literally in seconds. And when I say import information, like, so here's a, you know, very basic common use case. Anything important comes across your phone screen, right? Shows up on your phone. Tickets, documents, anything. I mean, any important information. When you see it, all you need to do is take a screenshot and then save that screenshot into Document. That's it. And you can then recall it later like that, right? It's with in seconds. You don't have to worry about putting it in folders, organizing. I mean, sure, you can tag it, but one of the neat things about the app is it automatically tags it.
Oh, Mac, wow.
Right? I mean, it looks at, like, all the words are automatically become tags in a document. We also use AI to recognize what's in the pictures and automatically tag. So for example, you have a picture of a cat, right? So you can go into documents and type in cat. And it will go out and find all the documents and pictures with the cat in it. So we use neural nets to actually figure out what's in the picture.
What's in the picture? So, like, for instance, like if I just take a photo of my own cat, like right here, of this cat, cat here, that the AI will pick it up and recognize the sleeping feline right here. Correct?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Wow! Incredible.
And so, you know, all the pictures, and you can just say, "Hey, cats, bang." And, you know, there it is. And so it both recognizes words in pictures as well as the object recognition, right? Recognizing things that you're searching for.
Wow. Incredible. Like, also, Alex, while we're on that subject right here too, I've wanted to go ahead and bring up your link in something that, it came up to me. In fact, let me see if I could just bring this up.
because there was a quote you said, and I remember reading that. Gosh, let me see if I could bring up the feed. Oh, there we go. And it says here, I have been working on something that I think will change the world. I know a big claim, right? But as an investor and parent holder, I will dare to make it. It's an app. This is an app that everybody can use. Ask yourself this question. Can I find photos, documents, or data that I need scrolling endlessly, looking for photos and browsing forever your terabyte phones and to find a document you need? I have the cure.
And that's what you said right there too. Yeah. And I think that's really much what it comes down to. And you've pretty much fixed the pretty much the five-year issue or the 10-year issue that's been going around for smartphones for such a long time now too. And I think that this will pretty much bring up for a lot of people, especially younger and people, and then older people especially. And now for upcoming developments, especially for document, I want to ask you this. Now for document, will you ever end up going through and expanding document for future updates, like for other cloud-based storage, such as OneDrive or Dropbox? Would you ever add more functions and features on the imports later down the road?
Yeah, look, it already works with all of those cloud drives.
Does it?
So, yeah, you can just... you can hit import, and when you hit import, whatever cloud drives are attached to your device, you know, any of them, Box, Dropbox, Google Drive, doesn't matter. It will open them, and then you can go like select pics and docs, bang, it imports it into Snappy. So, the cloud drives are, you know, already functional in the app.
Oh gosh, so it just picks it up right what where you used already too. So like, let's say if you have already iCloud already, that'll just pick it up automatically.
Yeah, compliments of iOS. iOS done a really nice job of creating a very common architecture for cloud drives plugins. So if iOS sees it, you can bring it into Snappy Document. And that means basically any cloud drive that people have out there.
That's an amazing feature too. I'm going to have to tell this with friends, because I know friends that they still write in pieces of paper for it down the road if they have to, or if they have to write something down. This is something I'd love to share with an audience of people that could use something very, very useful. And that way they can capture their memories, to capture their ideas, you name it too, especially. This isn't just for someone that works in the office, but you think this is going to go on and it'll pretty much be brought up to a lot of people, let's say outside the office space, basically. Can that be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even more so to people outside of the office, because when you're in the office, you know, you're at your desk and you're writing things down. Think about the people that work in the field, right? Mm-hmm. There's all this information around you. They're trying to capture it. They're trying to share it, with Document, Snappy Document. It becomes really, really easy because you can capture any information. You know, a simple example, whiteboard, right? Or a billboard. You know, you've seen some important information that you want to capture. Or you're in the field and you have a document. You need to scan the document, sign it, share it with other people, especially with that are people on the go. The new form of note taking. In the old days, you wrote, you took notes, right? I think the new form of note taking is what? Is pictures.
Pictures, right? Yes.
You snap in pictures, maybe add a little comment on it, but pictures have become the new form of information, the new note taking. So I would say, look, especially to people that are working in the field, that this is a must have.
It's because a must have.
We're capturing information, we're interacting with information, and what do we do with it mostly? We're sharing that information with other people.
Wow. I like that because it's this is amazing because after just doing a few things right here, I just feel that I feel very organized having to go through. Like, for instance, I've been always the note taker going through, especially like old school notes and trying to write down notes for my show and notes for ideas that I always come up with every single time. And this right here, I always put this in my book bag, but it can be quite cumbersome. So I haven't put notes and cameras, and I used to do that back in the old days right there too, right? And it's something like I just want to minimize my luggage, and I don't want to bring all that in. Like, let's say if I'm going to the airport or going to anywhere, right? And if I have the idea in my head and I'm like, oh, I found something, I need to write this down, there we go, and the document just captures it right there too.
Snap it. Snap it, throw a few tags on it, and that's it. Like, I'm at a point where literally I keep no paper. Look, you know, my filing cabinet has become my iPhone. If it's any information that I want to retain and be able to find, you know, screenshot into Snappy, cloud document or picture into Snappy document, document. Some photo that I want to retain into document. Document has become my repository for important any information and pictures. So, for example, my driver's license. You know, I don't need to carry my driver's license with me because I just open document, type in LIC, bang, there's my license. and there's all these other documents that are related to has the word license in it. So when I receive a piece of paper in the mail, I literally just scan it and throw it away. I don't need it. Why? Well, you know, I hate paper. I really hate paper.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at this point, we carry this thing called the wallet, the physical form called the wallet. And it, like you said, like, we want our pockets to be lighter. And this has been an issue for a very, very long time too. And this is one thing I hate about having to bring a physical thing. And plus the cards, like, wait, let me just bring up this, for example, like this one here, the card, for example, this, there we go. This thing right here, like this RFID, right? Even though you have this in a secure wallet right here too, that has RFID protection, you do not know if you're going to get hacked one of these days with these little chips right here, because they've already said that it's not even secure to take a credit card with you. Yeah, it's just, it's not very secure.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Exactly. You can just go into your wallet and just have all your cards secure in one place right there too, which I thought when most of the stores came, made it available for the stores in the Southeast, because a lot of the Southeast places like Georgia, Florida, they were behind. And I had still had, there was a reason why I still had to use a wallet today, especially where there was no reason for me to use the phone's wallet for some reason, because due to insecure practices. But now I've been noticing myself that now I'm using the Apple Wallet more than I'm using the physical cards too nowadays too. And you saw now with document, I think you've solved the same issues, which what Apple has already done already too. So, and I think is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you mentioned security. I mean, one of the features that we have in Documate app is the ability to pin code any important document or photo that you have. So if there's something that, you know, I don't want it to be readily accessible to someone, you know, if they happen to open my phone. So I can just, you know, take an important, like passport, you know, I can basically a pin code security to it, and if you can't open it unless you know the pin code to it, and you can pin code the entire app as well, so you can make it as secure as you want.
That's incredible. I just found out already where the pin code is too. So I type in, I hit the application, the three dots on the side, and then voila, you create the pin code right over there too. So amazing. Okay. So I already know this one. So I should create a pin code, and there we go. I'm secure. Good to go. I'm good to go now too. That's amazing too. Now, now I've gone over with the with a bit about with document right here too. So with document, you guys are always improving on the application, and you're always doing something to improve the software of the app. What are other ideas you and the Snappy team have thought about for document in the future, long term?
Well, let me share one idea with you that. I think a lot of the viewers would find very, very interesting. So far what we talked about is ability to deal with photos and documents and find things right locally on your device.
Yes. Right?
Now think about in a work group setting. You know, you're a small company, right? Let's say, you know, you have a company of 10 installers. You know, out working out there in the field.
Yes.
How cool would it be if I can find, you know, a picture of a serial number that John took when he was working with a client from my phone?
Oh.
Right?
You're right.
Any piece of information that any of us captured. And I need to be able to find it because I know he took the picture of the serial number, or, you know, he had a picture of the, you know, the solar panel that he needed to replace, or product code. Or so think about this. People are dealing with lots and lots of different information around them. Wouldn't that be cool if we could work as a team and had access to that information easily, and it didn't matter whether you took it, I took it, you know, hey, I need to fix this thing. Where is this document, the user guide? Bang, there it is. It's at your fingertips.
Oh my God.
that gives you a little bit of an idea where we're going. So there will be a cloud component to document.
That is incredible. Like I'm actually can't wait for a future updates to come, and especially too. And I know this is both available for both Apple for iOS and Android right now, as of we're speaking right now too. Or is it just iOS?
Just Apple, just iOS at the moment. We're working on the Android version.
Oh, awesome. Yep. Too. So for all my viewers, I think you'll be expecting Android version of it pretty soon. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Okay. So great. So So if you are interested in what we've spoken today, I will have the link for the iOS app, so you guys can look over to it too. And please, guys, if you like the application, if there's things that you want your ideas to put in, please put in an iOS app review down below. So because I am going to end up doing that pretty soon too, because it looks like after reading the reviews, you actually have gotten some good reviews coming in from other people now. So which is awesome too, because I read one about a week ago. It's like, oh my goodness. So this company has gotten a five-star review already too. So and I think this is something I want to spread with friends and tell, just pretty much bring the word out to people a lot too, because I think you've already sold me about the product already too, because something I want to make my life much easier than I've been doing for now months already too. I mean, this is exactly what I really need in my life now. So yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
So
And so the last thing I have on my mind right there too. So with Snappy, and how long Snappy have been around too, the company?
About 10 years.
10 years. Oh my goodness. All right. And other Documate, what's what other projects are that you've been going through recently too? And have you ever thought about what is next in store with Snappy?
Sure. So Snappy's core business is a platform for app development. We're created probably one of the first in the industry a no code platform, so folks like yourself can go on Snappy and you can create iOS and Android apps without having to code.
No coding at all.
No coding at all. To kind of drag, drop, configure is the metaphor. We do a lot also with mobile forms. You know, a lot of people want to go, you know, from paper forms to mobile forms. So you can take your mobile form and fairly easily convert it to an app. Those are some of the core things that Snappy does.
Oh, that's incredible. I used to do a little bit of coding when I was in high school, and I did a little bit after high school. And one of the first things I learned throughout the 2000s when I was still in high school was JavaScript for web development. And I did C++, but not for so long because I knew how complicated C++ was for me too. And I will definitely look into Snappy, the no code thing, because I've noticed with my life going on, I have so much projects in my mind. There's no way I'm able to have all this code stuck in my head and type everything. Say, oh, how do you do this? How do you do that? And
There are not enough programmers in the world. Look, that's the thing. Is like, if you can enable just, you know, anybody, ordinary people to be able to go in and create apps, that's pretty cool, because there's so many ideas, so many good ideas that people have, but you know, coding is there's not enough programmers. It takes too long, and you know, why do that when, you know, for not for all apps obviously, but for a good majority of apps, especially simple kind of information gathering reporting apps, people can create those on their own.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like it takes so much time, and also you have to have a good amount of team. What I remembered and going and traveling to San Francisco, and I remember talking with them saying, how long does this take to develop? I was like, oh, it takes very long too, we don't have enough people. And I had the same answers from those guys, and they go through a hard time. And it's like you said, not enough programmers out there too. So it's pretty tough. Yeah. Yeah. So that's amazing too. And Alex, I'll definitely want to say that this has been a big pleasure, because I haven't talked to anyone about applications like Documates, and this is quite of a surprise coming in too. And I definitely want to say thank you for contacting me, and thank you for interviewing you on this too, because I think this Documate right there, this is definitely going to change a lot of minds, and a lot of people will have a very much an easy time in their life having to cut the paper and going right to the phone right there too.
Phone and find stuff. Look, find stuff quickly, yes. Right?
Yes.
Isn't that the whole point of having the information so that you can find it? Yes. Finally.
Finally too. Exactly. it is quite amazing. So guys, I will have the links for Lincoln down below on the show notes below for Alex Botman, and for more information on Snappy, I'll have the links down available on the show notes below on the podcast subscription of your choice, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you go. I'll have all the information down below, so you guys search for Snappy Documate. So please, guys, go ahead and check out Snappy. I've used Snappy for a good moment right there. I think it is a fantastic app that everybody should start looking into if you want to make your life so much easier. It's better than Instagram. It's better than scrolling through your Facebook timelines. Honestly, it's better than having to go scroll into your photos and having to put you so much strain in your life too. And I think there's so much hope that everybody should look into too, because honestly, Alex has really much brought in hope for making my life much easier too. And Alex, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And take care and God bless. So take care.